The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, Peter Vaughan, and Peter Woodthorpe. Episode 9, adapted by Michael Bakewell. The Two Towers.
We have not found what we sought. But what have we found?
Not orcs.
Elves?
Nay, not elves. Elves do not walk in Ithilien these days. And elves are wondrous fair to look upon. Or so it is said.
Meaning we're not, I take it. And when you've finished discussing us, perhaps you'll say who you are. And why you can't let two tired travellers rest.
I am Faramir, captain of Gondor. And there are no travellers in this land. Only the servants of the Dark Tower of the White.
We are neither. And travellers we are. Whatever Captain Faramir may say.
Then make haste to declare yourselves and your errand. Where is the third of your company?
The third?
The skulking fellow that we saw with his nose in the pool down yonder. Some spying breed of orc, I guess. He gave us the slip by some fox trick.
I do not know where he is. He is only a wretched, gangrel creature, but I have him under my care for a while. If you come upon him, spare him and send him to us. As for us, we are hobbits of the Shire. Frodo, son of Drogo, is my name, and with me is Samwise, son of Hamfast. We have come by long ways out of Rivendell.
Out of Rivendell?
Yes. Seven companions we had. One we lost in Moria. The others we left at Parthgarlan, above Rauros. Two of my kin, a dwarf there was also, and an elf, and two men, Aragorn and Boromir.
Boromir?
Boromir.
Boromir, son of Lord Denethor. You came with him. He was High Warden of the White Tower and our Captain General. What had you to do with him?
Are the riddling words known to you that Boromir brought to Rivendell? Seek for the sword that was broken. In Imladris it dwells.
The words are known indeed. It is some token of your truth that you also know them.
Aragorn, whom I named, is the bearer of the sword that was broken, and we are the halflings that the rhyme spoke of.
And what of Isildur's bane?
That is hidden. Doubtless it will be made clear in time.
Hidden? Is not that because you choose to hide it?
No, not because I choose. It does not belong to me or to any mortal, great or small. Though if any could claim it, it would be Aragorn, the leader of our company from Moria to Rauros.
Why he and not Boromir, prince of the city that was founded by the sons of Elendil?
Because Aragorn is descended in direct lineage from Isildur, Elendil's son. And the sword that he bears is Elendil's sword.
The sword of Elendil?
Maybe. But so great a claim will need to be established if Aragorn comes to Minas Tirith.
Boromir was satisfied of that claim. He will tell you when he comes.
So, Boromir will tell us when he comes. Were you a friend of Boromir?
He was a valiant member of our company. Yes, I was his friend for my part.
Then you would grieve to learn that Boromir was dead.
I would grieve indeed. Dead? Do you mean that he is dead and that you knew it? You've been trying to trap me in words, playing with me. How then did he die, and how do you know of it?
I had hoped that his friend and companion might tell me the manner of his death.
But he was alive and strong when we parted. And he lives still, for all that I know, though surely there are many perils in the world.
Many indeed. And treachery, not the least.
Look, begging your pardon, Mr. Frodo, but this has gone on long enough. He's no right to talk to you like this after all you've been through. Now, see here, Captain. Let's come to the point. If you think my master murdered this Boromir and then ran away, well, you've got no sense, but say it. Have done.
Patience. Do not speak before your master, whose wit is greater than yours. You asked, Frodo, how do I know that the son of Denethor is dead? Tidings of death have many wings. And night oft brings news to near kindred. Boromir was my brother.